Johnny, good morning to you. Let's start with holiday travel and the reports we've all heard about airlines ramping up capacity to meet demand, but they're hampered by that lagging workforce recovery, struggling to hire more staff, especially air crews. So what's your forecast for the Christmas holidays?
You better show up early because if you miss that flight, you're going to be stuck. There's not a lot of places for the airlines to put you. They're expecting full flights. I mean, TSA is showing numbers almost at pre-pandemic numbers, and it's not even, you know, people aren't even traveling yet for the holidays. They're going to start this week probably or next week. So show up early. That's all I can tell you.
And, of course, this time of year, who knows what's going to happen with the weather. And are you home? Are you out in California? Are you experiencing the big storm there yet?
You know, I'm in Los Angeles. It's coming tomorrow. You know, we're supposed to get 3 inches of rain, which is more than we've had all year. So we'll see how that goes. We need it. But, yeah, I was traveling last week. I went to New York again. And, you know, the flights are full right now. I mean, unless you can fly off-peak. But if you're flying, the busy days are Sunday and Fridays are the two busiest days of the week to fly.
A lot of people thinking of going skiing for Christmas vacation. I know they're expecting 100 inches of snow at California ski resorts. Finally, there has not been any snow in Colorado, and those resorts got to be hurting.
For sure, but I think it just snowed there in the last few days.
Finally.
They had their first snow in over, 200 and something days, something astounding. So, yeah, they're hoping it, but all these slopes are making snow, so it might not be as beautiful in the town, but, you know, you should at least be able to ski if you're going to be there. But, yeah, I think this big storm is going to help everybody.
One of the headlines in that newsletter you can get for free at johnnyjet.com, the State Department telling Americans to reconsider travel to Mexico, and a lot of folks want to do that this time of year. Is it COVID or crime? What is it?
You know, it's a little bit of a mixture of both. You know, I did some research on this. I didn't realize Mexico has 32 states. And so it's not all states. There's 5 states they're saying do not travel to. Those are states that Americans typically don't. You know, most Americans go to Cancun, and they're just saying, you know, increase caution. But listen, I have friends that live in Mexico, and they're like, are you kidding me? I feel safer in Mexico than I do in America with our gun problems here and our crime. And also in Mexico, they really wear masks diligently, not like here. So they feel even better COVID-wise. So what I would do is just check hospital levels, because that's what you want to make sure that there's plenty of hospital. And also make sure you have travel insurance if you go to Mexico, because they will not treat you if there's an emergency unless you have money. You have to pay up front, and you want to make sure you get that money back.
Good advice. What do you know about this free Spot Saver program where you can actually call ahead and reserve a spot for airport security? I know they're testing this out. They've been testing it in Seattle, and I think they're going to do it there in L.A. What do you know about this?
They do it in L.A. They do it, I think, in Orlando. So, yeah, it's free, and you just, I think it's 3 hours before your flight, or actually 24 hours before your flight, you can make a reservation, kind of like a restaurant, and you have a 15-minute window, and you can go right to the front of the line. But, you know, and if you miss it, then you're done. But there are other tricks to do it. You know, we talked about Clear before. Clear is in 50-something airports where, you know, you just walk up, scan your eyes, and you can cut the security line. But I had a reader send me a photo yesterday from Orlando. The line was around the corner, and I asked him how long it took. He said 45 minutes to an hour. And this is, you know, this is a regular security line. So also try and get TSA pre-check if it's not too late. And, you know, Clear, one of the representatives from Clear in the airport the other day told me that they offer 14 days for free if you go, and you can sign up when you get to the airport. It takes 3 to 5 minutes. But this reader yesterday told me, said that was not true in Orlando, but the LA person told me that it is. So I would try and get that. Mm. But it also could be worth it just for, you know, a month subscription.
This plan where you can reserve your spot through security for free, do you think that is going to eventually be available at all airports?
I hope so. I think it's a great idea. I know, you know, Seattle's been doing it for a couple of years, and it's been going great. And they're just starting in this past month in LA. So I haven't tried it yet, but I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, and it's not intended for passengers with Clear or TSA PreCheck who already have dedicated lines, but for everybody else, sounds right. Like a good deal. More on this.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free, yeah. Everything you need to know about travel, johnnyjet.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, johnnyjet.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. Really good, really informative. It's Johnny Jet, and one of Forbes' top 10 travel influencers. Johnny, I think we'll be checking with you once or twice still before the holiday.
I hope so.
And safe, happy travels to you.
Hey, you too. Take care.